incredible experience. Intimate.
Yeah, it's like nice and cozy.
I like how it's small. You know, I'm right up here, and usually you're at a concert, you're way up in the stands.
The intimacy, just getting to know the star that's singing.
I absolutely loved it.
Star 99.9, Acoustic Sessions.
Hey, it's John Kay. You're listening to Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Star 99.9, it's Kevin Begley hanging out with John Kay. Hey, what's
going
on?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just hanging in there, you know? I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
And we've been playing If We Never Met for a while now on Star, and the listeners love it. And, you know, I was reading up on you, but a lot of listeners don't really know your backstory. So give us a little history of how you got to where you are now.
First and foremost, thank you so much.
Yes,
I mean, that song
absolutely
means so much to me as an artist. I grew up in South Florida. I moved to Nashville when I decided I wanted to learn how to write songs. And then I met a couple people in my life that brought me ultimately down to Orlando, where I settled, and we started building the project from the ground up. And the mindset was simple, just lean pop, but do it in a soulful way, and try to create music that really connects to people.
Right.
And so we had a heavy focus on lyrics.
Yep.
And I feel like there's room for like a really strong lyrical content. And, and it was one of those things where we got in a room and we weren't even supposed to write that day. And I sat down with this writer, Steph Jones, and it was one of those songs that I know people say it.
Yeah, it sounds cliche, but it's,
but
yeah,
within like 2.5 hours, it was completely written.
That's
and
crazy.
We got the concept of just the line, If We Never Met, very early on in the write, and the ideas just kind of poured out.
Yeah. It sounds so simple when you think about it, but you think about how many artists there are and how many songs there are and how many songs don't become hits.
Yeah.
And then, but when you think about a song like yours, it's, you know, it's human connection, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, If We Never Met. If
right.
We Never
right.
Met.
Yeah. You know? You wouldn't be here right now.
It's kind of the universal language of if you never met that special person in your life that helped you kind of get to where you are now or help you achieve something that you want to accomplish, you can't think of life without that special person.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the message that really connects to people.
People can relate to it. Totally. Yeah. Now, when you perform, you have it's a full band, right? You have other people
normally,
on stage with you?
Yeah, normally. For this little run in this show, we stripped it back to just me and two guitars.
Yep.
Dante and Eric, my homies.
Yep, nice.
And we do a little three-part harmony here and there.
Nice.
And, but yeah, the full band show is amazing. We had drummer, bass. We just fill it out. It's really awesome.
Have you ever tried to Google John Kay? It's really hard to find you if you just Google John Kay.
Well, we're going to fix that this year.
So John Kay music.
Yeah.
So I Google John Kay music. But if you Google John Kay, can you guess what comes up as the first two or three things?
Yeah, I could.
you're
going to get a lot of Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
You know, Instagram is at music by John
Kay.
Yeah,
yep.
And it does get a little confusing, but the more music that we release, and we have a lot planned for 2020, the more hopefully we'll take over Ren and Stimpy.
Well, I was going to say, the first one that came up is John Krasinski from The Office. Office, and then John Krasinski's wife.
There's a couple
wife.
Really dope John Kays out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, John Kay's good. Yeah, yeah, it's great. And I was going to say, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe you don't want people to Google you.
Yeah, no, I'm cool either way.
Yeah.
I think that I want to let the music lead.
Yeah, yeah.
So the rest will follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we never, you were talking about meeting people, you know, if you never met somebody, something might have not happened. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody, a famous person that you've never met that you've always wanted to meet?
Wow.
Could be dead or alive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That really
takes it to another level.
Woo. All right. Just dropping bombs on me. If I could meet Otis Redding, I would.
That's
in
a great one.
I just like.
What's the first thing you would say to him?
Try a little tenderness, baby. Like, yeah. You know, like I've taken so much from his style, and he was so ahead of his time in my mind, and just so much soul and passion and believability and authenticity that he was like the kind of artist that is just like, he's got it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a great answer.
So that would be my boy.
Yeah. Now you're on tour right now. You're playing, I was looking at your Instagram, you're playing some big rooms now. So is it cool to play to these bigger
it's
crowds?
Unbelievable.
And, yeah.
I mean, we were just in some of these halls, and like the beauty of the places that we've been in and the natural acoustics and everything, this all blends together, and it makes me so much more inspired to really go for it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And ham it up and just go extra soul and actually you just feel the vibe so much more.
And now that your song's getting a lot of love, it must be neat to be in other cities in the country and people, you know the lyrics, they know the song.
Yeah,
it
we're starting
must be
to
cool.
see some of that. It's really cool. You see people like kind of immediately recognize it and get that little like smile and nod and sing a couple words of it, and It's
gonna
really
be such
special.
A good feeling.
Yeah, it's really special.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's next? What's for 2020? So, what do you got lined up?
2020 is going to be the most hectic year of my life, and I can't wait for it.
Are
I
you
can't
ready
wait.
For it?
I am, man. We've been building this for 4 years, so it's you know, we've seen it all.
Yeah.
And we've envisioned it, and we've manifested it, and I think it's time that it's all going to pay off. And we've been writing, probably wrote 100 songs last year. So
wow.
just really filling the pipeline and getting everything ready to release. And nice. We're in a lot of final mixing and mastering stages of a lot of what we feel like will be the next wave that will really elevate it to another level. And I couldn't be more excited.
Well, it's great timing, too, because you're starting a new decade.
Yeah.
So
let's
new,
go.
New
2020.
Decade, 2020. The new roaring 20s.
And we're
going to
take that number one John Case Google search spot.
Right. Yeah. You're going to get that. All right. Well, thanks again, man. Thank
Dude,
you so
thank
much
you
for
so
doing
much.
This. We're so happy to have you here.
Yeah. We're happy to be here.
Thank you.